Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are trying to determine if three crimes in downtown and the Gold Coast areas last night are related. One of them involved the armed carjacking of an expensive car. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
In all three crimes, police say two men were involved, at least one of them with a handgun. In the two holdups, the robbers were said to have driven away in a red Range Rover Sport. In the carjacking, one drove off in what was described as a maroon vehicle. Police say the carjacking happened in the 1500 block of North Dearborn. A Porsche and a couple's belongings were stolen. In the holdups in the 200 block of South Michigan Avenue and 200 block of East 13th Street, valuables and coats were taken. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 34-year-old man is facing charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 3-year-old girl earlier this week. The incident was reported at the old rock and roll McDonald's in River North. Police say Christopher Puente pulled the girl into a bathroom on Monday morning as her parents stood just a few feet away. Puente was connected to the crime after he was arrested while allegedly trespassing at a local business yesterday. Police in North Suburban Vernon Hills are cracking down on out-of-town thieves who've been striking the community.
One thing that makes Vernon Hills attractive to thieves stealing cars and stealing from stores is easy access to I-94, according to Police Chief Patrick Kreese.
If we can solve one crime, many times we're solving 5, 10, or more crimes.
He tells CBS2 there's been a pattern. Thieves stealing from stores and running to waiting cars, often stolen cars, so they're installing license plate readers.
I understand and appreciate privacy concerns. We think we've developed smart policies that respect those concerns, but still allow us to do our job.
He says they're not using them for traffic enforcement or revenue. The readers are pole-mounted cameras that snap a picture of every car that passes. The system will alert officers if a passing car was reported stolen. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The Chicago City Council is cracking down on people who impersonate rideshare drivers. The ordinance carries a minimum $10,000 fine and up to 180 days in jail for anyone posing as a driver for Uber, Lyft, or Via. The fine could be increased to $20,000 for each offense. Sponsoring Alderman Brendan Riley wants to further strengthen the new law by allowing police to impound the vehicles used by the impersonators. Some changes at the Art Institute of Chicago have some people upset.
People are disappointed and upset.
Dietrich Cleavorn is a volunteer docent at the Art Institute, and she's also been a member of the Old Masters Society, one of 9 art interest groups being shut down at the end of June. The groups have offered lectures and other perks to group members, and they will continue to have access, but the same access they've enjoyed will likely come at a higher price.
And that's, of course, the rub in this entire thing.
Katie Murphy's the executive director of public affairs at the Art Institute.
We are really confident that the programming that we're offering every day is going to provide them opportunities to continue to engage in similar ways.
Murphy says about 900 people are in the groups being phased out. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
3 women from the Milwaukee area are accused of beating and robbing a man who thought he had entered a rideshare vehicle last week in Lincoln Park. Chicago police say officers on patrol over the NBA All-Star Weekend saw the trio beating the man in a car along the 2000 block of North Sedgwick. The women then allegedly pushed the man out of the moving car after robbing him and then drove off. They were arrested after another police unit spotted their vehicle on West North Avenue. A Chicago police officer is in the hospital this morning after he was dragged by a car that escaped from a traffic stop on the northwest side last night. The incident was reported along the 3700 block of West Fullerton. The officer is in fair condition. The driver of a semi-truck is hospitalized after an unidentified object smashed through the windshield of his truck in Northwest Indiana. State police say 23-year-old Khalil Blazingame of South Suburban Phoenix was driving east on 8094 near Portage when the windshield was shattered. Police say the driver suffered serious injuries and was airlifted to a hospital in Chicago for treatment.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.